UK Uncut is a grassroots political movement that's been around since 2010. It all started after George Osborne first announced the most severe public spending cuts in nearly a century. UK Uncut first came to the fore in a Twitter hashtag, and disillusionment with austerity measures began to go viral. Now, the movement spread to 55 towns and cities. But on Saturday, outside Nick Clegg's constituency office in Sheffield, around 50 UK Uncut members gathered in a Jubilee-style celebration, with speeches, poetry, music, tea and cakes. But leader of Sheffield Uncut, David Kirkham, explains why they weren't just there for a sun-soaked street party.
We know that street parties are going to be quite a thing this year for various reasons. But we're celebrating and partying to celebrate some of the greatest achievements of post-war Britain, the pinnacles of post-war Britain. The creation of the NHS, welfare state, the public sector lifeblood of this country. And if you fast forward to 2012, things are looking very bleak. People like Nick Clegg are taking us into austerity. Those pinnacles of post-war achievement, those things that Britain contributed to the civilised world, are being cast aside in favour of bowing to corporate thuggishness, financial brutality.
And chair of Sheffield and Rotherham Green Party Peter Garber says he supports the movement because it helps inform the public of the injustices of our financial system.
The fact that you've got people in this country and abroad scraping around for food, barely able to make ends meet. Some of them aren't able to make ends meet. We've got a limited amount of resources on the planet. They don't seem to be taking any notice of that, and they're just using it up, creating money as they feel fit, basically so that them and their cronies can share it out.
But leader of the Sheffield Liberal Democrat group, Shafak Mohammed, has reservations about the group's authority.
They're saying no cuts at all. The only issue is that that message is not taken up by any credible political party in this country at all, or the financial markets. So, it's a great message to have. But the reality is that without reductions in spending, this country and many others across the world just can't carry on where they are. It can throw jabs about how to touch millionaires. I think, you know, their backgrounds are their backgrounds. Everybody knew their backgrounds when people voted for them. If people want a different set of people to be running the country, they would have voted for it. You know, there were options.
So, with Shafak Mohammed condemning UK Uncut on the grounds of idealism in times of austerity, what message do UK Uncut members have for Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg?
I'd like to say to him, would you like a glass of dandelion and burdock?